Hey Eco Heroes, if you're in Australia and have been following the media this past week, you've no doubt noticed all the kerfuffle over eggs. Supermarket chains selling caged eggs have come under fire, and the degree of greenwashing going on by brands labelling their eggs as free range, when they're anything but, has once again come to the fore. So today we're chatting about eggs, and I'm going to share with you my top 7 reasons why you should consider keeping your own chickens. Welcome to the Eco Chat podcast. I'm your host, Laura Trotter, and I'm here to show you how you can create an eco-ceptional life you love without compromising your lifestyle. Tune in for inspiring interviews with real-life eco-heroes, plus my own theories, thoughts, and tips for sustainable living. I'm all about making green mainstream, and I'd love to help you on your eco journey. So let's get started. Well, hasn't this past week been a storm in an egg cup? Supermarket chain Aldi has been under intense fire. Animals Australia and angry consumers have taken to social media to voice their disappointment and apply pressure to get the supermarket chain to phase out the sale of caged eggs in its stores. Animals Australia said it was time that Aldi joined other companies in Australia which have committed to or are in the process of phasing out caged eggs. So these are companies including Woolworths and numerous IGA and Foodworks stores. When we're busy living our day-to-day lives, it's hard to picture what a caged egg facility looks, sounds, and even smells like. But basically, it's overcrowded cages jam-packed with stressed-out hens, a situation that doesn't weigh lightly on a conscious consumer's conscience. Chickens instinctively form social groups in which there's a pecking order, but in overcrowded conditions, such as cage farms, these behaviour patterns break down and birds can often attack each other. It's not uncommon for packs of bully birds to form and terrorise the others. To get around this, producers often trim the hens' beaks to prevent them from injuring or killing weaker birds, a practice that's actually allowed under the Egg Corp Assured Scheme and also by the RSPCA, but it's prohibited by the Australian Certified Organic Standards. It's no wonder that growing numbers of the public are saying no to caged eggs. A couple of years ago, we actually adopted 3 hens from Edgar's Mission. Our hens were among hundreds who had been rescued from a battery hen farm in Victoria that had been closed down for welfare reasons. When we collected our girls, they were weak, they missed many feathers, they actually had their beaks trimmed, and were quite visibly traumatised. It didn't take them long though to settle into our garden, and they plumped out, they happily clucked and bathed in the dirt, and produced a never-ending supply of eggs for us. They also became super friendly, they didn't mind being cuddled by our boys, and seemed to really appreciate their new home. But it's not just caged eggs that have been in the spotlight this week. Free-range eggs have also come under the hammer, and rightly so, because in so many instances, consumers just aren't getting the ethical eggs that they think they're buying. In the absence of a national standard for free-range eggs, apparently there is one on the way, we're being sold eggs under the free-range label that just don't meet our expectations. The Model Code of Practice for the Welfare of Animals Domestic Poultry is a voluntary national guide to the poultry industry that states that the maximum outdoor stocking density for free-range layer hens is 1,500 birds per hectare. Despite this recommendation, many commonly available free-range brands do not adhere to this, with some brands keeping as many as 20,000 chickens per hectare. In so many cases, we're buying eggs from chickens we believe are roaming freely, have access to the outdoors and are not confined to cages, but this is far from the reality. Chickens have basic behavioural needs that include having space to stretch and flap their wings, being able to dust bathe and forage, and having a secluded nesting place in which to lay their eggs in peace. When these basic needs aren't met, chickens really get stressed out. Traditional free-range standards are designed to meet these needs, but there's concern that they're being compromised by large-scale production systems. According to a June 2015 Choice report, 213 million eggs were sold in Australia as free-range in 2014 that didn't meet consumers' expectations of free-range. In this report, Choice also recommends a consistent display of stocking density on free-range egg products, which would be fantastic if it were adopted. To assist consumers, Choice have also developed the Choice Free-Range Egg Buying Guide, and you'll be surprised and perhaps horrified to discover that eggs labelled free-range by popular brands like EcoEggs, Farm Pride, Pace Farm, Woolworths Select, Coles and Foodland do not meet the model code. If the dodginess of the egg industry disgusts you and you've wanted to own chickens but thought it wasn't possible because you live in a large city, think again. Even a small flock of hens can keep your family in good quality egg supply and provide a myriad of other benefits. We've been keeping chickens now for over a decade and I simply can't imagine life without them. So here are my top 7 reasons why you too should consider keeping chickens. Number 1, you will never buy a dodgy egg again. It goes without saying that the only way to get around the misleading labelling of the egg industry is to have your own chooks. The only downside with having your own fresh supply is that every other egg will taste inferior from now on. Our 3 girls supply us with just under 2 dozen of ethical eggs a week, which is plenty for our growing family. Reason number 2 is that you get free pest control. Chickens love to eat protein-based insects and grubs and have even been known to eat mice, and I've witnessed this myself in our garden. They will also munch through a wide selection of weeds and are the best free labour around for the home organic vegetable gardener. Reason number 3, chickens provide free nutrient-rich garden fertiliser. The best gardeners know that quality food is produced from the best quality soil. You simply can't go past chickens as one of the best natural garden bed preparers around. They're experts at mixing the top layers of soil with compost or other mulches to transform marginal soil into nutrient-rich fertile garden beds. While chook poo provides your plants with more nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus than any other manure, there is a catch, because raw chicken poo is hot, meaning that it can burn or kill your plants. So you can avoid this by turning it into compost before you apply it to your garden. So simply collect the manure and bedding from your chicken coop, add it to your compost bin, water it and turn it every few weeks. And depending on the composting conditions, after around about 6 to 12 months, you'll have the best quality compost around. Alternatively, you can just move your chicken coop around in different locations throughout the garden and rest the soil for a season or two before gardening in the patch where the chicken coop previously was. Reason number 4, chickens eliminate food waste. So laying hens have a massive appetite for fresh water and food and will happily devour most food scraps you provide them, including meat. So on an aside note, having chickens alone has also helped our sons eat their healthy dinners, because they don't want to watch it get turfed out and fed to the chickens. So it's kind of like a bit of bribery on our house. Better eat your tea or we're going to feed it to the chickens. Okay, reason number 5, you will live longer. Studies have shown that those of us with pets live happier, healthier, and longer lives. It's all got to do with the love hormone oxytocin that's released when you pet or hug your pet. So where most people think of cats and dogs as the best companions, I beg to differ. Not a day passes without my boys going into the chicken coop to pet and talk to their chickens. The chickens make our sons happy, and our sons make the chickens happy, and no one can argue with that. Reason number 6, you can help save a species. Sadly, not all chickens were created equal. High-intensity food production in recent decades has led to our high-producing battery hens becoming the chicken of choice. By owning beautiful and rare heritage breeds, you can help to preserve genetic material that may be vital to save the poultry industry one day For example, if a disease swept through and wiped out our standard breeds. Of course, to really help, you will need a rooster so you can help make baby chickens, but many local councils prohibit residents from owning roosters, so breeding rare chicken breeds is best left to the hobby farmer or country dweller. And lastly, chickens are great for kids. Chickens make wonderful companions for children. Daily tasks such as collecting eggs, taking out food scraps, and replacing fresh water can all be done by young children, which in turn teaches them about contributing to the household and looking after animals. Your child's immune system, mental health, and happiness will also benefit from owning feathered friends. If you're a keen home cook or organic veggie gardener who doesn't yet own hens, why not invest in a small flock this year so you can start reaping the many benefits? And if it means that you can get off buying dodgy eggs from the supermarket with unethical labelling standards, all the more reason to go out there and get your own chickens. So, eco heroes, have a think about it. If you don't own hens already, maybe put it on your list as something to investigate and add to your household this year. Now go out there, get yourself some chickens, and help make green mainstream. Thanks for listening to the EcoChat podcast. I'm Laura Trotter. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love you to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review in iTunes. And if you're keen to continue the conversation, head on over to my website, lauratrotter.com, where you can also pick up your free copy of my e-guide, 11 Steps to Ecofy Your Home and Your Life. Catch you there.